It's the Yearbook Podcast. I'm your host, Doug. You can listen and or contact us at saysintheyearbook@hotmail.com. That's the full name of the podcast. The theme of this year's Super Bowl commercials. Your Alexa is totally spying on you. So it took 2 years to come up with that theme. Or was the theme Andy Warhol, the early candidate for ad we liked, no one likes the ads we like, that will unfortunately be completely forgotten quickly, is the Andy Warhol eating Burger King spot. That is authentic. Warhol really did eat a Whopper on film. Completely coincidentally, although we did not see it, we are told, Coke used on Sunday a Warhol quote in its pregame commercial. Okay, so the Patriots won the Super Bowl. What does that mean for the Rams? It is a little concerning that in 2 seasons under Coach Sean McVay, the Rams' trend-setting offense, unless you consider the Chiefs the trendsetters, has not looked the same in the playoffs. In 2017, the Rams were drummed out in the first round. This year, their trend-setting never looked great in the playoffs, and obviously they only got 3 points in the big game. It could be a sign that McVay's LA will never be a good postseason team. Or it could be a sign of the complete opposite. Villanova men's basketball coach Jay Wright was a lost cause. Great recruiting, but the Wildcats can't get past the second round of the tournament until Wright won a national championship. And then Wright won another national championship. So the jury's still out on McVay and the Rams. In the big game, New England used strategies they had never once used all season. Successfully pulling that off requires the Super Bowl to take place in a movie rather than in real life. In less than 2 weeks of practice, defensive back Jonathan Jones learned a completely new job. Jones thoroughly baffled LA's offense by playing safety instead of cornerback. Jones had never, ever played safety until the Super Bowl. Although some say he played it some this season, others say he only played safety during Hail Mary situations. Some stats say he actually played some safety in 2017, while Jones himself said he played safety a couple of times. Shut up, you're all ruining the story. The point is, think about this. The Patriots resisted the temptation to unveil Jones's new job all season, then resisted the temptation again in the playoffs while facing the trendy Super Bowl pick Chargers and while facing the odds-on Super Bowl pick Chiefs, only to unveil it, as well as tons of other guys doing things they had never done before, in the biggest game of the year. Jason McCourty signs with the Patriots, his twin brother Devin's team, to finally win a championship. But he didn't just happen to be on the roster when the team won, which still counts. In the third quarter of the Super Bowl, New England's pass coverage suddenly throws a rod, leaving the Rams' Brandon Cooks wide open for a touchdown. Jason McCourty ran 19 and a half yards out of his way in just 2.4 seconds to break up that reception. That touchdown would have put LA in the lead 7-3, but McCourty saved the Super Bowl and in the process saved his own championship. And in true Twins fashion, he was then misidentified as Devin on Twitter. We really like that Warhol commercial, although we missed the point. That is so us. Andy Warhol actually eating the Burger King hamburger his way. Not seen in the ad, in actual real life, Warhol finishes the sequence. He finishes the hamburger and supposedly said, "My name is Andy Warhol, and I just finished eating a hamburger."